phone by a 20-year-old not 2 miles from my very own home. He ran through a red light. Must not have been looking. Must not have had too good a sight. Now we pulled our cars to the side of the road, and I let him know that it was all gonna go fine for him and me. We all get to our destination. No one was hurt. No one was maimed. There was no scene. There was no smoke. No flame. There's only the feeling that something had happened. And the chill from the cool autumn air. And I say autumn at the end of November, knowing full well that winter is here. He was chilly, I was chilly. We stood and exchanged numbers. He gave me his license and I took a photo. I went into the intersection and picked up the plate from the front of his car that had somehow scraped off into the road on the claws of my very own. At the end of it all, after talking to his insurance and my insurance, his car was a rental, a zippy little thing, fit for running around, but not so much for a king. And mine, a carriage, a lift vehicle for others, although at the time I was alone. I asked him, is this your first accident? He said, yes. I said, well, sir, it'll go like this. I'll text you or call you and let you know what's up. My deductible is $500. That's about the minimum that things could be, the way I see it between you and me. I wouldn't worry, it'll all be fine. If I'm the universe here to communicate, if I am to speak through the universal mind, the collective unconscious, the hive inside, I would say, be watching. Be wary, be kind. It's all alright. No one was hurt, not this time. But be careful for the next, my friend. And I shook his hand. And we put around each other the other arm. And I said to watch, for next time it might be him or her crossing the street. You're lucky that it was me who got in your way. The red car and the red light. In the afternoon light of day. Fortunate it was I, and so am I, that it was you. This morning, early, with a passenger behind me, the dump truck and a sedan collided fantastically, not 20 feet ahead of my bumper. spinning around and blocking five lanes all the way to downtown. That could have been worse too, in the rain, in the sleet, the slickness of it all. How he could slide so easily into complete defeat. How he can die so gracefully. So quietly, so neat. Folded like origami in a leather seat. But I will tell my tale, and you will tell yours, and we will not repeat.